Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Today we're talking about games. Oh, what fun.
I love playing games. I especially love playing board games with my family. And I think board games are a great thing to play with friends as well.
Absolutely. Well, the kind of games we're talking about today aren't specifically board games, though I do think there are some board game versions of this kind.
Yeah, exactly. One component of a lot of board games is the social aspect, working together with other people or competing with other people to win the game. But the way you win these games is a little bit different. We're talking all about social deduction games today.
Exactly. Like you said, Anne-Marie, knowing the people that you're playing with can help a lot in these kinds of games. We'll talk all about them as we go through our lesson. Let's jump into it with our first reading.
Social deduction games. Sometimes it's hard to tell who's who. If you enjoy reading people and thinking on your feet, social deduction games might be for you. In these games, players must use reasoning, observation, and communication to figure out each other's hidden roles or goals. Players must ask questions, watch for clues, and guess the truth. The games often include being dishonest, keeping secrets, and working as a team. Many people play these games in groups, at parties, or online.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 一起来看 clue这个名词，意思是线索、提示。 譬如 The detective searched the crime scene for any clue that could lead to the suspect. 侦探在犯罪现场搜寻任何可能找出嫌犯的线索。clue也可以当动词用，是指提供线索。动词片语 clue someone in 是指向某人透露或告知消息。来看例句。 She clued me in on the surprise party plans just in time. 她及时向我透露了惊喜派对的计划。Clue的形容词是 clueless, 意思是毫无头绪的、一无所知的。譬如 He was completely clueless about how to cook a proper meal without help. 她完全不知道该如何在没有帮助的情况下做出像样的一餐。
All right, friends, we're talking about a fun kind of game that you can play with a group of friends. They're called social deduction games. Let's get into what that means.
Okay, we've said this word deduction a few times now, friends, so let's define it. Deduction is a conclusion made from facts or from clues.
Okay, for example, a detective might use deduction to solve a case.
So I get the idea that with social deduction games, you need to use certain facts or clues to figure out an answer.
Right, you make a conclusion. Of course, sometimes it's not the absolute truth, it's just the conclusion you can make based on what you know.
Definitely. Let's learn more about these games, friends. Sometimes it's hard to tell who's who. If you enjoy reading people and thinking on your feet, social deduction games might be for you.
Oh, there was a good phrase in there, reading people. If you're reading someone, you're trying to look at clues about them, like their body language, to figure out what they're thinking.
You really have to watch people and what they're doing in these games. In these games, players must use reasoning, observation, and communication to figure out each other's hidden roles or goals. We see that word reasoning there, friends. This means thinking to reach a decision.
Okay, for example, Martha used clear reasoning to win the school debate.
Okay, so you need to use reasoning in these games, and you also need to use observation. Observation is a word that means to carefully watch something, and it's usually because you're trying to learn something or get some type of information.
Like, Kevin made a smart observation about the experiment as he saw the bubbles.
Okay, so what you're trying to do here is make observations about the people you're playing with to figure things out. What you're figuring out is their hidden roles or goals.
Right, so who are they in this game? Now, players must ask questions, watch for clues, and guess the truth.
The games often include being dishonest, keeping secrets, and working as a team. So in the game, you have to be dishonest. This means to not tell the truth.
Exactly. I know in a lot of these games, some people are the bad guys, some people are the good guys, but they might not tell you what they are.
That's right. So here's a way you could use dishonest in a sentence. The dishonest student cheated on the test. Of course, being dishonest isn't necessarily done with your words. Cheating on a test is another example of dishonesty.
Right, not telling the truth. Well, many people play these games in groups, at parties, or online. Now, Emery, do you like these games?
I'm not very good at these games, which means that I don't particularly like them, but I have had fun playing them with friends in the past. These were really, really popular around the time I was graduating from college, so I have a lot of good memories of playing these with friends.
I think my answer is about the same, and they're pretty easy to just play. You don't need a whole lot of things, you just need some people.
Exactly. All right, friends, we have more to learn about social deduction games, so let's get into our next reading.
Social deduction games. In a social deduction game, some rules are good and some are bad. The good players are trying to find the bad players. The bad players are trying to confuse other players and avoid being identified. During each round, players talk and make guesses. They try to determine who is telling the truth. The game ends when all bad guys are caught or the good team is defeated.
Confuse 意思呢是使困惑。 譬如, the instructions confused the children who had never seen a compass before. 这些说明让孩子们很疑惑, 因为他们从来没有见过指南针。 Confused 的现在分词, confusing 可以当形容词用, 意思是令人困惑的或令人费解的。 譬如, the confusing layout of the museum made it hard to navigate without a map. 博物馆的动线设计不容易理解,如果没有地图就很难找到方向。Confused 的名词是 confusion, 是指混乱或是困惑的状态。譬如, there was a lot of confusion after the fire alarm went off during the assembly. 集会时火警警报响起,引发一片混乱。
All right, we've talked about some of the ideas behind these social deduction games, but how exactly do you play? Let's get into that.
All right, we read here, in a social deduction game, some roles are good and some are bad. Here, the word role is talking about the parts that people play in a certain group or maybe in a story.
Okay, for example, the students had different roles in the school play. Here, these different roles, like we said earlier, have different goals.
Exactly. And with social deduction games, there often is some type of story that you're playing. Like some people are trying to accomplish some kind of goal, and it fits into the bigger picture.
Exactly. So there can be really fun stories with them. The good players are trying to find the bad players, or find out who are the bad players.
Exactly. And at the same time, the bad players are trying to confuse other players and avoid being identified.
Okay, if someone is identified, maybe they are recognized for who they are or they're named.
Here's an example. The teacher identified the problem quickly.
Okay, so during each round, players talk and make guesses. The whole game is not played at once.
That's right, it's usually played in rounds. Now, a round is a stage or a part in a game or competition. This isn't just for social deduction games, friends. Many other types of games are also played in rounds. We use this term, a lot of times with card games. In different rounds, different people can play.
Exactly. Even different sports might have different rounds. Here's that word in a sentence. Tom won the first round of the quiz.
All right, so during each round, players are supposed to talk to each other. Sometimes there are certain questions you're allowed to ask or certain questions you're not allowed to ask. And during that time, you're trying to determine which players are telling the truth and which players are lying.
Right, the game ends when all bad guys are caught or the good team is defeated.
To be defeated. This means that you lost against someone in a game or in a battle.
Okay, for example, the team was defeated in the final match. So you don't want to be defeated, you want to win the game.
That's right, and winning this game requires quite a bit of strategy. There are some situations where it's a good idea to lie, and some situations where it's a good idea to tell the truth, but make it look like a lie.
Exactly. And what your relationship is with the other people outside the game can affect things inside the game.
Definitely. If you don't know someone very well, it could be really difficult to tell if they're lying or telling the truth. And if they're a good friend of yours, it might be pretty obvious.
Right, exactly. Well, we're not done talking about these kinds of games. There's a lot more to say. But friends, first, it's time to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Think on your feet. So once I forgot I had a presentation in class. My teacher called my name and I walked up there with nothing prepared. No notes, no slides, no idea what I was doing, and somehow I succeeded. That, my friends, is called thinking on your feet. To think on your feet means to react quickly and confidently without having time to plan. It's about staying cool under pressure and making smart choices fast. You'll need this skill in all kinds of situations. Job interviews. She had to think on her feet when they asked an unexpected question. Class discussions. He didn't study, but he still answered the question by thinking on his feet. Emergencies. The pilot thought on his feet and landed safely. Game shows. Contestants have to think on their feet when the clock is ticking. It's the opposite of take your time or plan ahead. There's no script, just brains and speed. And when someone says, "Wow, that was some quick thinking," they're praising you for thinking on your feet. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
So Social deduction games. Some social deduction games are simple and rely on cards or paper. Others are online and use fun stories and characters. No matter which kind you play, the goal remains the same. To win, you must use your mind, listen carefully, and work together.
Remain 意思是留下、剩下或保持。譬如 ，Only a few pieces of cake remained after the celebration. 庆祝活动结束后，只剩下几块蛋糕。惯用于 remain to be seen 的意思呢是有待观察。譬如 ，It remains to be seen whether the new policy will improve attendance. 新政策能否提升出席率，仍有待观察。Remain 的名词形式是在字尾加 er 变成 remainder， 意思是剩余部分。譬如 ，Having completed her errands earlier in the day, she spent the remainder of the afternoon reading by the fire。她当天早一点办完了事后，整个下午就坐在壁炉旁看书。以上就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
Alright, we learned that there are different roles in a social deduction game. How do we figure out what our role is and how do we play? Let's figure that out.
Okay, well, generally speaking, social deduction games are pretty easy to set up. Some social deduction games are simple and rely on cards or paper. To rely on something means to depend on it, and sometimes this could be a person or it could be a thing.
Yeah. For example, children rely on their parents for support. So these games rely on these cards. You might pass out cards. The different players secretly look at their cards to figure out their role.
Now, there are some specific games that are made for social deduction games, and maybe they have special pictures on the cards or even a game board.But some of these games you can also play with a normal deck of cards. And depending on which card you draw, that determines your role.
Exactly. You could actually come up with your own stories or own kind of social deduction game. Maybe look at one that other people have come up with and change things just a little bit.
For sure. We learn that others are online and use fun stories and characters.Now, of course, if something is online, friends, this means that it's connected to the internet.
Right, many things are online. You might hear, Lisa likes to shop online. You can shop online, you can search for things online, or even play games online.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that the people you're playing with are also online.Some of these games, you can use an online forum or platform to play the game. So you're with your group of friends in person, but you can find something online that will help you play the game or even serve as a story or a timer for what you're doing.
Absolutely. And like many other games, you could play with people on the other side of the world. Just play through video chat andfind some platform that allows you to select those roles.
That's right. All right, we read on here, no matter which kind you play, the goal remains the same. We see no matter here at the beginning of this sentence, friends. This means that it doesn't change the result.
Okay, that could be hard to understand. Let's give you another example. No matter how hard the test was,Billy didn't give up. He tried his best.
So what our writer is saying here, friends, that it doesn't matter what kind of game we're talking about. All of these games are kind of the same. The goal is the same with all of them.
Okay. Well, we read on, to win the game, you must use your mind, listen carefully, and work together.
To work together means to join efforts with others, to be trying to get to the same goal.
Okay, for example, students must work together to finish group projects. you can't have just one person doing everything.
I think this is kind of funny here at the end of our article because, yes, you do need to work together with other players in the game, but it definitely depends on your role or the goal you're trying to reach. You don't want to work together with some people.
And sometimes you don't even know who you're supposed to work together with. That's part of the game, is figuring that out.
Exactly. There are a couple different games where maybe at one point in the game, everyone closes their eyes and the bad guys can all look up at the same time, so they all know who they are, but the good guys don't know who is on their team.
Exactly. Now, if you're more a fan of board games, there are some board games where you do a lot of other things with the board and cards. But similarly, you have some roles and you don't know what each person is. So that could be a way to start to try out this kind of game.
Definitely. And sometimes with those roles, you don't know what the other person can or can't do in the game. So you're not only trying to figure out their role, you're trying to figure out their abilities as well.
Right. Oh, these games can be a lot of fun. Like Anne-Marie and I have said, they can be difficult too. One of the frustrating things about it, I think, is that sometimes in these games you get killed off or voted off, and it feels like someone made that decision just because they felt like it or didn't like you.
Yeah, and then you have to watch the game from the sidelines and see who wins. And the other thing you have to be careful about is if you do get killed off or you get offended in the game, you don't take those feelings outside of the game and let them affect your relationships with those people in the real world.
Right. So think about these things before you start a social deduction game. Hopefully, don't take it too seriously. And if you do choose to vote someone off or kill them off, depending on the game, try to explain why you did that. Don't just do it because.
All right, we have more to say when it comes to this topic in just a moment, friends. Right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
In the usage tip, 要来看 no matter 加 wh 疑问词子句的用法。No matter 的意思是无论怎么样或是不管如何，用来引导一个条件或是情况，强调后面主要句子中的结果不会因为情况的不同而改变。可以把让步的副词子句放在句首，语气会更强。如果把 no matter 换成 whoever、whatever、whichever 等，意思也是相似的，而且会更口语化。来看例句 ：No matter what happens, we will stand by you。或者是 ，Whatever happens, we will stand by you。无论发生什么事，我们都会支持你。
Friends, our talk about it question today is, do you enjoy social deduction games? Why or why not? Now, we've kind of answered this a little bit already, Garrett, but let's talk about it a little bit more.
Okay. Now, social deduction games definitely have their place. I think I would really enjoy playing them again with a group of people that I didn't know very well, but weren't going to take it too seriously.
Yeah, I also think that these games are good in certain situations. The people I've played with in the past were a lot of my own students who were learning English, and I think these kind of games are really good for language learning as well.
And having a good story with one of these games can be a lot of fun. You can put someone in charge of that part.
That's right. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom. Lifetime.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.